Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Today's episode, I'm going to talk about the new tattoos that I got and the pain that I had to go through to get them, as well as how I transmuted that into hustle so I can start building my business more and expanding into 2019. So if you didn't realize already, I've been getting a bunch of tattoos in the last 6 months or so, and my back is practically all covered up now with really cool Sakyant tattoos. Sakyants are a traditional Thai Khmer tattoo style, and it includes a lot of prayers and a lot of really good meaning, and it's a Buddhist style tattoo, and there's a lot of different really cool versions of it. And so I wanted to do a whole back piece. I started with one on my chest, actually, in Chiang Mai, in sometime around late summer, early fall, and it came out really good. It was two tigers and a bit below my neck, and so I was really happy about that, and I wanted to go and get more done, but I wanted to do it in a really good high-quality tattoo shop in Bangkok, so I didn't have to keep going back to Chiang Mai every time. And I found one, and it's called BT Tattoo. So they're on Soi 4, right off the Nana BTS station, and they're kind of hidden in a little back alleyway down there. It's about a 10-minute walk or so, 15-minute walk from the train station, the BTS station. But yeah, it's really, really nice, and they have really, really talented artists. So I've been going there for everything since then for the Sakyants, and they turned out amazing. If you want to see what they look like, just go to ecommerceparadise.com and go to the travel blog, see the latest episode, or you can go to my Instagram.com/TrevorFenner, and yeah, you can see a picture of what they look like there. So this last weekend, I went ahead and did a bit more work on my back. I wanted to get two tigers on my lower back, and I wanted to get a lotus flower with an Om symbol on the nape of my neck. Just really, really powerful meanings there, and lots of good spiritual backstory. So I'm excited to have them now. Sakyants are really cool tattoos also because they heal a bit faster than a normal tattoo. The needles don't go as deep, so you don't have as bad of a harsh of a healing process. But they are quite painful to get because they are tapping you with a needle instead of just pressing into you. So the tapping can be very painful. You know, it's like slow torture, and on a sensitive part of your body, like your lower back or the nape of your neck, even worse, it can be extremely painful. And it was some of the worst pain I felt yet getting a tattoo. It was really, really, really hard, and it was about 3 hours worth of it. And yeah, I had to go into a state of deep meditation and adapt to it. And still, they did the neck last, and it was, God, it was so bad. But it was beautiful, came out amazing, it was well worth it, so I'm really happy with it, and yeah, I'm just stunned. The work they do is incredible. Ajarn Ta is the one who does the Sakyants over there, and they have a couple of other artists that do machine tattoos, Jarn Ya and one more. But I'm going to go back in January and get a few more on my sides, on my rib. I'm going to get a dragon and a crocodile, which is another version of their Sakyants. A lot of deep meaning there as well. And I'm excited to go back to Bali in February, finish up my leg sleeve. They did a quarter sleeve, so one side of my right leg is the Barong, which is a mythical creature. It's a lion or a bear, depending on what you look at it. And yeah, it protects people in Bali. And the opposite side of the leg is going to be Rangda, which is kind of the yang to the yin, or the yin to the yang, and she's more of an evil character, and they're always at battle with each other, so it's going to be a really cool tattoo for my leg. And it's very, very like Indonesian tattoo, very Polynesian style, so it's awesome, and I'm excited, and I have a lot more planned out as far as 2019 goes as well. I'm going to get some full sleeves going on. It's going to be a slow process, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and a lot of pain, but absolutely beautiful body artwork. So I'm excited about that. But yeah, so I, you know, when I go through moments of pain in my life, I like to transmute it. I don't like pain necessarily. It's not something I really go for, but I do like the fact that I'm able to take the pain that I feel and transmute it into the energy that I need to hustle. And I think that's one huge takeaway that you can get from my suffering here, is that, you know, it's always a good thing to find those things in your life that you're able to transmute into goodness. So so for instance, if you are going through some kind of physical suffering right now, just try to take whatever that is and use it to build yourself up and to, you know, hustle harder, to work harder to achieve your goals. If you're not getting the kind of results you want to get from your store, you know, then take that and use it as a reason to go out and learn more. So, you know, you shouldn't necessarily be working more if you're not getting results. I would recommend starting with learning more, because learning more is always going to help you open your eyes to what you really should be doing. I always say work smart, not hard. And it's really important once you do learn what to do that you go and work hard and do the hard work. But you should always be learning first. Because first, by learning means you're going to be doing it right, right? So you're not going to be climbing up the wrong ladder. So it's important to be a leader in your own life, but also be a management of your time and understand that you need to learn first and then work hard on what you learn. So take whatever it is that you're dealing with in your life pain-wise and put it into something productive, okay? Don't sit there and sulk. Don't be sad. Don't cry. Just take that and run with it and get super laser focused on it, because that's the only way you're going to be able to get ahead in life is by super laser focusing on what you're doing. So yeah, Sunday woke up to a beautiful day in Bangkok and decided to go get brunch at one of my favorite cafes called Ooh La La Cafe, Soi 50, which is down by the Onnut BTS station exit. They make some really good food. It's very, very sugary stuff, waffles and fruit, so be prepared. But yeah, it's delicious, and the owner's a great person too. I love hanging out with her, so you should definitely go check it out if you're in town. And after that, I had kind of a sugar rush, so I wanted to go somewhere where I could actually just like calm down and detox a little bit. So I went to Veganary Cafe, which is near Bensasiri Park on the Prompong BTS station. So I like that place. It's a vegan restaurant. I had some mushroom tom yum soup, which was hot soup, and some hot black tea. And I chilled there for about an hour. I watched some more of Russell Brunson's funnel building secrets course, where he, you know, talks about all the different funnels you can build out and for what types of businesses the funnels are for and how to structure and choose which funnels you're going to use for your business. And so I started, you know, kind of masterminding a bit more and trying to figure out what funnels I'm going to use for my business, what the structure is going to be like. And I think I found out, came up with a, you know, a good thing already. I think what I have going on, what I had figured out at the beginning of the week is great, and I'm going to stick with it. And I'm just going to keep building it out. So I'm going to be watching the rest of that course as time goes on. And, you know, ClickFunnels is great because not only is it a tool for building funnels, but they actually have templated funnels you can use to plug in and just kind of fill in the blanks, which is really nice. And now they have this training, so it's just really cool. It's $100 a month. You get access to basically build out every funnel you'd ever need. So what I decided to do, because I already have E-commerce Paradise on Shopify, and I wanted to use Shopify because I'm actually an affiliate for Shopify and I'm trying to teach people how to use Shopify. So it's a great, you know, way for me to show people what a Shopify store looks like when I'm promoting Shopify, right? So I wanted to keep it there. So I'm going to be using Zipify pages, and I kind of build the same sort of structure through the Shopify platform for E-commerce Paradise for this business. But specifically for my personal brand, I actually was thinking I will use ClickFunnels, because for my personal brand, it'll be on a separate site and separate funnels and all that. I do want to eventually teach people how to do affiliate marketing and membership sites and you know, information products and stuff like that, which is different from high ticket dropshipping. So I'll probably be building it out through ClickFunnels. And that'll be a good way for me to use ClickFunnels as my main affiliate program for teaching people how to build their personal brands and information products and membership sites and whatnot. Do affiliate marketing. So that'll be a whole separate project. Probably going to start that sometime in 2019. But for now, I'm just focusing on my E-commerce Paradise High Ticket Dropshipping Masterclass and the blog and YouTube channel and this podcast. I'm going to be doing this till the end of time. I'm really just focused on consistent daily work and building it out. So I have quite a bit of work to do, but I'm excited about it. And the cool thing about building out this whole business is that I'm actually able to build out dropship stores while I'm doing it, because what I'm doing is I'm documenting the whole process of building dropship stores out with high ticket dropshipping. So I'm documenting my process in the masterclass. I'm also going to be documenting my results. I'm excited to release my first income report at the end of this month, because this is the first month we launched the case study store. And yeah, that's going to be really cool. So I'm excited about that. I'm also going to be doing another store coming up in January. I need to do a niche specific store, because the one I have for the masterclass is broad, and I realize it's not the best example because most people aren't going to be able to do that. So I'm using that as a way to test niches and find best selling products and stuff like that, so I can build out niche stores. I already have a few different categories that have products that are selling, so I'm going to build out niche stores in each one of those. When you're building out niche stores or thinking about building out niche stores, you have several options. You can go very, very narrow. You could choose like as narrow as one product category if there's enough search volume. Or you can go a little bit broader and choose 3 to 5 categories, 10 categories, 20 categories. This latest one that I did has, you know, hundreds of product categories. So it's a huge, huge project. And the point is, of course, to document all the different niches I can in one store. And then, you know, of course, grow that one out. My goal is to sell it for $500,000 later on, a few years down the line. We'll see how that goes. But generally speaking, what I'll be doing though is using these micro niche stores to teach people. Because what I want to do is I also want to build a marketplace where I'll be having you know, micro niche stores available for sale to people that want to buy them. So right now I have a you know, I have like a white glove delivery service where I'm able to do a demo site for people that want to get set up and then are willing to do the rest of the work. And then I also have a turnkey business package where I actually do every single bit of the work for you, build out a micro niche site, and you get to basically have a site after about 30 to 60 days and it's launched and making sales. So, you know, right now that's how it is. But what I want to do actually is build out these micro niche sites ahead of time, you know, launch them, get sales, and then sell them, because they're actually worth a bit more. They're more valuable once they have real sales data coming in. And I'm able to outsource it, make it a turnkey business investment. So what my long-term plan is to build these micro niche sites or have a team do it for me, of course, and then offer them for sale on a marketplace. So that'll be an interesting project. I'm excited for that. It's gonna be a high ticket dropshipping specific thing. Another big project I wanna do in 2019, hopefully, is build some sort of an outsourcing agency for high ticket dropshipping store owners, or at least have some sort of a virtual assistant network, a lot like Online Jobs does, but specifically for high ticket dropshipping. Because there's many, you know, this is a very specific business model and it's really hard to like hire somebody who has no experience with it and teach them about it. It takes a lot of time and effort. It can be done and it is done all the time, but if I were to, you know, hire and train a bunch of VAs on this kind of stuff and then have them constantly working on it, the potential is that I could actually offer this network of virtual assistants access to that network for a certain monthly price or something like that. Then you can hire the same VAs to do stuff for you. So it's a possibility, and I'm thinking about it, you know, how to structure that and stuff like that. So all of these good ideas. But yeah, so, you know, I went to Veganary and watched the crane. And before I started diving into my work on Sunday, I actually decided to get a workout in at my gym. You know, doing a lot more, and my arms are getting bigger and stuff like that, and just kind of taking my time and pacing myself. It feels good. Working out's really good for you. So, you know, again, it's just another one of those things where like you suffer through the pain of it and you come out the other side stronger and more motivated and more full of hustle and, you know, just feeling better in general. So, another thing in life where, you know, you feel the pain, you transmute it to more hustle, right? And then of course I took a picture of the beautiful view from the pool at my 41st floor, rooftop pool in my apartment in Bangkok, so you guys can check that view out on the blog or my Instagram. And then I went back to the apartment and I decided to film some advanced social media marketing lessons for the masterclass. I actually got 4 new lessons published yesterday, so I'm excited about that. I'm going to do a bunch more today, and I even got a lesson done on how to close sales over the phone. I'm going to add to that lesson with some case studies eventually, I think, and like actual sales calls and stuff like that. So we'll see how that goes. It'll be good. My goal overall is just to finish all the lessons and modules in my masterclass that I already have planned out over the next couple of weeks, because I'm going to be going to Los Angeles in a couple of weeks for the holidays, be spending about 3 weeks out there. And I really don't want to have to be jumping around filming lessons. I want to just chill. So if I get most of the work done right now in the next couple of weeks, super focused, then I can just chill there and I can just promote it and sell it and stuff like that. And we can work on our dropship stores, which will be more important. But yeah, I've got, you know, into a lot of other stuff today as well. I got into email automation using ConvertKit, and looking at those example funnels and ClickFunnels, trying to build out my Inner Circle Group Coaching membership program, which is now all set up. So if you go to ecommerceparadise.com/innercircle, you can join. It's $97 a month. You get access to one monthly group coaching call where I actually answer all of your questions right there on the call. And so I'm really excited to roll that out and get people in there, because I think honestly, like, you can grow a lot with group with coaching. And you know, normal one-on-one coaching can be a bit more expensive, especially from somebody at my level, my experience level, over a decade of experience actually doing high ticket dropshipping. So this is a really cool way to allow you to get coaching at a low price You know, once a month is usually plenty to get all your questions answered live on a call. And so, you know, it's just a great way to do it. So I've rolled that out so you guys can sign up for that as well. And yeah, I'm excited, fully committed right now, and we're getting work done. So that's it, guys. Let me know what you guys think of the series. I'll be doing one more of this episode before I consider whether to keep it going or to change it up or to stop and just start going back to specific high-ticket dropshipping subject lessons. But my whole thing here was just sort of document my daily life. I think it's a lot more interesting when you learn about somebody's life and the lessons they learn and the things that they're, you know, learning about on a daily basis than it is just to learn about one particular topic at a time. However, I do feel that it is important to get these topical episodes out too, like certain things about high-ticket dropshipping specifically, just for, you know, searches and stuff like that, people that are searching for information. So I'm probably going to be mixing it up. My guess is that I'll probably do something like this on a weekly basis, and then I'll go back to doing topical episodes probably every day or every other day. So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, it's a lot of work doing this kind of stuff, so I appreciate the support, guys. Go to ecommerceparadise.com/resources if you are thinking about, you know, trying to grow your business. I have lots of great resources in there on how I've grown my business, all the different software and stuff that I use, tools and things like that. And if you're looking for coaching, you can go to ecommerceparadise.com/coaching. I offer conversion optimization coaching sessions. $197 per session, and you just get a full breakdown of your store and everything you need to do to optimize it, and a video of the session later on. I also offer services, and of course there's the masterclass. If you guys are brand new to this whole high ticket dropshipping thing, go definitely check out the niches list at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches and get on that, because that's one of the best ways to get started, is to understand niche selection. And then you can sign up for my mini course, How to Get Dropshipping Secrets, after that. So I hope you guys are excited to start, launch, grow, and scale your high ticket dropshipping e-commerce businesses. Hope you guys are having a great holiday sales weekend. This is almost Cyber Monday, I believe. Yeah, in Bangkok, it's technically Cyber Monday. So tonight is Sunday night back home in the US right now, and this is going to publish. And yeah, so tomorrow, guys, big day. So make sure you're sending out emails and make sure you put the promotions on your website appropriately. And we'll talk to you in the next episode. Take care.